Welcome to another edition of my Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we're going to address a few things regarding the fiscal cliff. Many of you have been hearing about the fiscal cliff, and there are a lot of different parts that make up the scenario that might occur, that is, if nothing gets done legislatively between now and the end of the year. The cliff refers to the myriad of events that will take place starting on January the 1st, which include the expiration of the Bush tax cuts, the expiration of the payroll tax reductions, the changes to the estate tax rates and the exclusion amounts, the federal debt ceiling, the scheduled automatic spending cuts, the alternative minimum tax, the investment surtax of 3.8%, and the inclusion of the 2% tax on medical device makers as part of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Some advisors are preparing for a very gloom and doom scenario. Others are giving this little attention as they are confident that some deal will be struck before the clock runs out this year. It is indeed in the best interest of every politician, including President Obama, to seal a deal. He's a second-term president, and while he doesn't have to stand for re-election, it seems as though he's still in campaign mode and is going to have to make a shift toward more leadership, and that includes getting a deal done. He's got to be concerned about his legacy and what he will be leaving to his own daughters as well as the country as a whole. The tragic consequences of letting the country slip back into possible recession is not going to be good for him. Keep in mind that all members of the House of Representatives are up for re-election in 2014, as well as one-third of the Senate. They are keenly aware that the chances of them keeping their seats will not be good if they stand there and let all these changes tear apart the economy. These politicians are probably all good patriotic Americans, and they want to see the continuance of this country's stability and reputation as a world leader, and it certainly rests on them making compromise. So, basically, there's three scenarios. One, Congress does nothing and we go over the cliff. I don't really see that as a high probability. Two, Congress kicks the can down the road once again. And three, meaningful reforms and compromises are put together to address the long-term debt issues that we face. And this third one will require some difficult decisions to be made, and this will be the test of leadership instead of politics. The investment community doesn't seem to feel that we are going over the proverbial cliff, as the S&P 500 index, although it is down slightly since the election, it's up over 5% since the November 16th low, and it looks as though more serious talks are underway about tax hikes and spending cuts to avoid the cliff, and this is good for the market. Should the stock market take a significant tumble in the weeks ahead, that would put even more pressure on both parties to reach a workable compromise. Bottom line is that Armageddon is not happening right now. Things might get dicey in the weeks ahead, but cooler heads will prevail. No one really knows what the outcomes will be, but it probably will be a combination of extensions and changes that will have the least disruptive impact on the economy. And I believe that the final goal is to keep the economy moving along and in a constantly improving manner. I believe that they know it too. That's it for now. I hope you got some value out of listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you build your wealth.